This is a new feature from 11 Labs. Again, we just talked about 11 Labs, the voice AI voice generator. And you're going to be able to put your X username and profile into this tool, and it's going to generate a voice for you based on the content of your profile. So essentially, it's giving a voice to your Twitter pro or your X profile. And this is an open source tool that can tap into the 11 Labs API. There is a testing URL for the tool, which is what I'm going to be using today, and which will be linked in the show notes, of course. So if you want to input your X username and profile to see what your X voice would sound like, you can do that at the link. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we have a short but sweet daily digest episode for you today. Just a few updates to some tools that we've talked about before and a new tool that I wanted to cover as well. We're going to talk about a couple new features that have been added to the Claude large language model. We're also going to talk about a new voice generation feature from 11 Labs. Again, we just spoke about their recent text-to-voice voice designer. Well, now they have another feature that I think is really cool and at the very least going to be a little bit of fun. And then we're also going to talk about Google attempting to recreate the magic that they had with Notebook LM with a new tool called Learn About. Okay, first things first, a couple of updates on how we can use Claude. So now the Claude app is available on desktop for Mac and Windows. So we have another option for how we can access the Claude tool, and I'm sure that's going to help with its adoption. And also, and probably more importantly, is their new dictation feature that they've enabled. Apparently, it is only available on mobile versions of the app right now, so on Android or iOS, but I'm assuming and I'm sure it will be rolling out to desktops soon. But now you're going to be able to interact with Claude using your voice and dictate your prompts to it. So you can add Claude to the list of tools that now allow us to speak our prompts or speak with the AI using natural language. We definitely continue to advance toward the future where we type and write less and speak more with our devices. Okay, and the next topic that I wanted to discuss today was the new Learn About experiment tool from Google. We'll test out the 11 Labs thing at the end because I think it'll be a little bit more fun. But this is kind of a building block off of Notebook LM and the Illuminate tool that Google has recently released in their experimental tool endeavors. And what it's designed to do is be an AI conversational learning companion, much like Notebook LM kind of originally was, but now it's kind of morphed into a podcast creator. This is really more of a learning companion. You're going to be able to ask questions or enter topics into a chat box or a chat bot. And in addition to that, you can upload materials or documents, and it's going to allow you to then engage, and it will create an interactive guide for you with multiple types of media, videos, images, articles, and it's even going to do some dynamic interactive education and learning for you as well. And also you can access some pre-made templates for topics. And I think when we jump into the tool here in a little bit, we'll take a look at some of those pre-made topics so we can see what the education experience looks like and the learn about experience looks like. So there are a few really cool features and kind of differentiators to this tool from Notebook LM and what makes it a little different. For one, it can adapt its responses based on the experience level of the user natively and automatically. I believe we can now guide our responses with Notebook LM too a little bit. But in this case, it's going to adapt to the level that you're trying to learn at. And the guidance that it provides is also going to be interactive. So it works with you through complex problems, which is really a great form of learning for so many people. And of course, it's going to be pulling information from credible sources. It's also going to allow you to follow up on additional questions or deep dives across different topics. And that's kind of like what I was talking about yesterday or maybe the other day when we were talking about AI search. And one of the features that I really like about Perplexity is that it kind of builds on to your research topic for you, offering contextual relevant questions. And it sounds like that's what this tool is going to do with your education topics as well, which I think is really powerful. Another great bit of news is that the tool is currently free right now, which is awesome. Definitely go check it out. If you have something that you've been trying to wrap your head around or you're studying to kind of grasp, see if Google's Learn About tool might be the key to learning it. So let's just go ahead and hop over and take a look at what the tool looks like really quickly. Anybody who's watching along on video, you're looking now at the Learn About experiment interface, and you can see it's just a pretty typical chat box where you can upload images. And then below here, you can see these templates that they have for different topics that you might want to learn about. And I think the one that I'm going to check out here is this physics one. Why can't we solve the three body problem? This is a book and a Netflix series called The Three Body Problem that I still need to get into. If you're a sci-fi buff like me, you may have heard of it, or you likely have heard of it. But I think I'm just going to play into our a little bit of sci-fi fun here with this tool. And we're going to ask a question. Why can't we solve the three body problem? It says it's the cosmic puzzle unraveling the mathematical mystery of celestial motion. So let's go ahead and just click this and we'll see what the tool generates for us to learn. There is a privacy notice for anybody who's not watching along on video that you're going to have to go through and accept. Okay. And there is a privacy box that you're going to have to read through and accept before you get to your suggested topic here, or the topic that's generated. And if you're watching along on video, you can now see what the tool has generated for us. So it does mention that LearnAbout is experimental. You may see inaccurate or misleading info, so definitely double check your responses. But it gives us a little rundown of what the three-body problem is. And for anybody who doesn't know, we're just going to dive into a little bit of physics as well. But it's basically the challenge of predicting the individual motions of three celestial bodies around each other, like planets or stars. Basically, it's really easy to solve a problem like a two-body problem where you have a planet and a sun orbiting around each other, but you throw a third body in there, and apparently the physicists just don't really know how to handle that. It gets much more difficult. It gives you some reasons here, an interactive list of why the three-body problem is so difficult. Again, we're not going to dive any deeper into physics than we already have, but it gives us things like non-linearity or chaos and no general solution, and you can dive into each of those a little bit deeper. And then, like I said, it's going to give you some options to enhance or advance your study. You can simplify the results that they've given you. You can go deeper. You can get images. It gives you some follow-up questions to ask. For instance, here it's giving us, what are numerical methods? Tell me more about chaos theory. Are there any special cases of the three-body problem that can be solved? So lots of things that you can follow up on. On the side here, again, if you're not watching along on video, they have some suggested topics. So one is to understand the difference between the two-body and three-body problems. One is explain why the three-body problem is so difficult to solve, and it gives us those three issues, or those three reasons again. Or describe approaches to finding approximate solutions to the three-body problem. So again, more suggested topics for you to follow up on. So this is the LearnAbout tool. And I think, again, maybe not as mind-blowing as Notebook LM, but if you're really trying to deep dive on something and educate yourself, I think it's pretty cool. And I'm sure it'll only get better as time goes on. Okay, and then last but not least, this is the fun one that I wanted to wait and to talk about at the end. And I'm pretty excited. This is a new feature from 11 Labs. Again, we just talked about 11 Labs, the voice AI voice generator. And you're going to be able to put your X username and profile into this tool, and it's going to generate a voice for you based on the content of your profile. So essentially, it's giving a voice to your Twitter or your X profile. And this is an open source tool that can tap into the 11 Labs API. There is a testing URL for the tool, which is what I'm going to be using today, and which will be linked in the show notes, of course. So if you want to input your X username and profile to see what your X voice would sound like, you can do that at the link. So we're going to go ahead and give it a little demo run here. Again, I'm going to share my screen for anybody who is watching, but you're seeing the 11 Labs input interface here right now. So let's go ahead and just enter in the Digital Pop username, and we'll see what the voice of Digital Pop is and what it sounds like. So stand by here while I get this fired up. Okay, so we've entered our username, and it is analyzing as we speak. I'm going to go ahead and skip ahead for your guys' benefit, and when we come back, it'll be ready to spit out a voice. 1 second. Well, gang, as you can see, we are still waiting for our avatar to generate. So if you're watching along on video right now, you can see that we have generated our recordings, our voice recordings. There's a little description of what the voice sounds like. All in all, it's pretty impressive, but there is this avatar feature that is apparently generating. It looks like it's going to be, I'm guessing, a representation of a person that is supposed to also kind of look like my X profile. Again, I won't read through all the details at the top here, but it is using the 11 Labs Voice Design API and actually the Hedra Video API. And I don't believe that we've talked about the Hedra tool on the show before, but it's another video generation tool. And so I believe that's probably what's generating the avatar. Again, I've been waiting literally all afternoon for quite some time now. So I'm going to keep and let it generate overnight and see if we still get something out of this. But I figured I better finish the episode. It does need to get posted after all eventually. And we can always try out the voices and stuff. But I do want to read to you guys the voice description here, just the description that 11 Labs, the API, pulled of the X profile's voice. It reads the following. The user has a mid-range, engaging male voice that resonates with a tone of enthusiasm and innovation. His pace is brisk, yet comprehensible. characteristic of someone who is accustomed to delivering lively presentations. Hailing from Detroit, Michigan, his voice occasionally carries a subtle hint of the Midwest accent. It exudes a confident and assertive quality typical of someone who regularly engages in public speaking and hosting. His voice is flexible, easily transitioning from informative to sarcastic and playful, capturing the attention of his audience with ease. So pretty flattering. I don't know exactly what it would do differently for somebody else. Again, I can't really attest to how unique this is. You guys let me know if you think that sounds like the show or the X profile. If you're not following on X, definitely go do that as well. But again, it sounds pretty good. I guess it kind of sounds like me. If you were to ask me what I sounded like, I do like that it pulled the Midwest accent. I'm wondering exactly, I must have mentioned somewhere in the profile or the bio that that's where I'm at right now. I can't quite recall. Again, pretty impressive. So without further ado, let's go ahead and play the voice of my X profile. There are three voice samples here for anybody who's not watching along on video. So we're going to go ahead and try them one by one. Okay, here's the first one.
Why settle for your phone being just a communications device when it can now double up as a portable chef, concocting delicious aromas? Talk about technology that goes straight to your stomach or wallet, depending on how impulsive you are at the scent of pizza.
Okay, not bad, not bad. Looks like it picked up on the post about the Osmo scent teleportation that we did yesterday. Super fun episode, by the way. Go check it out if you haven't heard it. Let's try voice sample number two. I don't hate it. It was okay. It kind of gave me vibes like Notebook LM almost, like beat it your X profile and get a podcast back. Again, it was pretty short, but a sample anyway. So I wonder if you were to expand that sample and if this avatar thing ever generated, you might have a pretty decent video podcast on your hand from an X profile. Okay, let's go ahead and play these other two samples. Here's voice sample number two.
Why settle for your phone being just a communications device when it can now double up as a portable chef, concocting delicious aromas? Talk about technology that goes straight to your stomach or wallet, depending on how impulsive you are at the scent of pizza.
Okay, so same little snippet there from voice number two. Here's voice number three.
Why settle for your phone being just a communications device when it can now double up as a portable chef, concocting delicious aromas? Talk about technology that goes straight to your stomach or wallet, depending on how impulsive you are at the scent of pizza.
Okay, so you guys will have to tell me which one you think sounds most like the X profile, but since, you know, it might be a little biased since you've heard me speak. So let me know if it also sounds like my tone of voice for the podcast. I think I probably like the second one the best, I guess, just if I had to pick one right now. I will definitely share the link to this X to voice project that I built right here. So that's the other cool thing. You can post the voices to X by the looks of it. You can share it, or you can copy a link and share the link. So you guys should be able to hear these voice samples on your own time if you would like. Cut here. All in all, I think it's a pretty cool product. Definitely enjoyed. Cut here. All in all, I think it's a pretty cool product. I think it has some practically useful use cases if it were to kind of expand a little bit and get a little bit more robust. Of course, I am a little disappointed by not being able to generate the avatar. Of course, if it does generate overnight, we'll definitely be sharing it on the socials and talking about it in tomorrow's episode. So, cut here. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.